One sat alone beside the highway begging. His eyes were blind, the light he could not see. He clutched his old rags and shivered in the shadows. Then Jesus came and bade his darkness flee. When Jesus comes.
It's time again for the Family Altar program with Evangelist Lester Roloff.
When Jesus comes, all the tears are dried away.
And here now is Brother Roloff.
And fills the life with glory. For all is changed when Jesus comes to stay.
Ah, the old devil, he'd like to hinder the home. And I know God's going to take care of it. Listen, when times get like this, either God is testing and sifting, or either somebody's hindering. Now let's search it out tonight. Let's just search it out tonight. I mean, let's just start with Brother Roloff tonight. Let's don't blame anybody but the devil and somebody maybe that just kindly blocks the way. Said you wouldn't go in. You wouldn't let anybody else in. The old devil, he's always putting some hindrances in the way. But he'll never be able to stop us if we'll put our faith in him and pray with faith believing. I believe this home is worthy of the support and the gifts of God's people. And we've got great friends across this nation. I tell you, I was in a home, and the man who loves me dearly, and he'd been so burdened about us, and he came in and he said, Brother Roloff, I noticed you rubbing your shoulder and your neck while you was preaching. And he said, let me rub your shoulders a little bit. And I said, all right. And he did. And we talked and fellowshiped and directly fell down on his knees over there and began to pray. And just cried like a little baby as he prayed for me. Ah, it's a benediction to my soul, blessing to my heart. And friends, there's nothing like friends. But let me tell you something. If we're going to be having friends, we're going to have to show ourselves friendly. You girls, you old girls in here that have been here, you know the loneliness and the depression. Let me tell you something else. Don't expect to live in this home without being discouraged. God's going to bring, or permit it to come, and the devil's going to bring all sorts of hindrances along. And listen, when you live at your best for Jesus, you're still going to be tested and sifted. So don't think it's strange. Don't think it's all that unusual. Just because the devil comes and tries to pluck away your faith and tries to make you doubt, and you're going to go through spells of depression. I'm going to say something else. There are girls in this building right now, and I want to encourage you when I say it. And this is one of the hindrances, but you're going to have to overcome it. The devil is going to remind you of the day that you really fell in love with him and told him you'd give him all you had. You made a promise to him. And you asked the devil to come into your heart and to guide you and hear your prayers. And he did. And you said, I want you to take care of me. And yet you got in some tight places and you thought you were going to get killed. And the only one you could talk to was the devil. And you said, Satan, come and help me. And sure enough, you thought he came and helped you because you didn't get killed. Now, and so you just asked him to take complete charge of your life. Now then, here's the question. After you ask Satan in your heart, just like I asked Jesus into my heart, now then, is it possible to get rid of him? I'd say it surely is. I tell you why. Because I believe that Jesus will be far more loving than the devil, and he loves you a lot more. The devil never did die for you. Jesus did. The devil can't stand and say, oh, power is given unto me. The devil has no nail prints in his dirty hands. He's never walked through the valley of death for you. And I'm going to tell you what will happen. If you'll sincerely ask Jesus to come in your heart and live, he'll do it. You'd say, but the devil's living in my heart. Jesus, not scared of him. All he's waiting for is a good, warm, wonderful, faithful invitation. And I'll guarantee you, you'd say, well, what's the devil going to do? What do you think he's going to do when Jesus comes in? He's going to beat it. You'd say, I don't think the devil will leave. It's not up to the devil. Jesus will run him out. I mean that. And I just want to offer you that hope tonight. You don't have to live in fear the rest of your life. You don't have to be afraid of defeat. You don't belong to the devil. You belong to God. And Jesus said, all power. That verse came alive when I saw Jesus come out of the grave and stand before his little trembling disciples, just a handful of them, and raised up that nail-scarred hand, and I think kind of waved at him and said, all power. Maybe he did it like this. All power. Go ye therefore. And he pointed around the world, into all the world. Brother, in the all power, the disciples literally lifted the Mediterranean world off of its hinges. There wasn't a thing. The people began to say they're turning the world upside down. Oh, look at them. I know they burned at the stake. I know they became the lights for the gladiatorial games in the big stadiums like the football fields today. That's where they got the pattern for them. People sat up there and waved and hollered, but there's one thing they said when the Christians came out of the old dens and they stood there in a little band singing their sweet songs to Jesus, and they opened up the big cage and those old hungry lions with their ribs sticking out came running and leaping on them and tore them limb from limb, and the people said, behold how they love one another. They'd tie them up at a stake like that pole there, tie them up, soak them with oil of some sort, and throw a match and watch them burn. Now we'll forget the story of two men that were martyrs, and one of them seemed to tremble a little, and the other looked at him and he said, don't be afraid. This fire is going to cure both of us. Why, we'll burn our way home in just a few moments. I mean, those flames are not our enemies. We'll get on one of those flames and ride it through the air to be with the Lord. That's the faith we need today. We don't need a bunch of sissies. We need some soldiers. We don't need a bunch of whimpering, whining, complaining Christians. We need people that are in this fight. And I read again where he said, and there's no furlough. There's no going back to watch TV. There's no going back to sit around the little home fire while the world's on fire. And we need to reach people for Christ. Money is no matter. God will give us the money if we'll give our lives and our hearts unto the Lord. The day will soon be done. It'll soon be done. I read about a little boy, and he said, you know, we sing the song, Trust and Obey. And the little boy said, trust and okay. And that's about it. Yes, sir. If you know how to trust, if you know how to trust. Oh, if you'll believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. God took care of Daniel, didn't he? Took care of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He took care of Paul. He took care of John. He took care of Hezekiah, Noah in the ark. He'll take care of us. And so tonight, I'd like you to take courage and not let the devil hinder you. We're not going to live on the hindrances. We're going to live on the helps. And I want to mention some of the helps and close the message. There's your big help right here. Let's don't talk too much about the hindrances. Let's talk about the helps. And then, second, look at all the Christians around here. They just gave their life for you. That's all they're here for. Just think of the friends we've got. Listen, we need to think more about the helps and the hindrances. And I tell you something else. You think of the buildings God has given us to live in here. It's amazing. Well, I can remember the time I was so thrilled when we could get another trailer for the girls to live in. I'll never forget, I said, how many you got in that trailer? And they said, 14. Pretty good load. Yeah. And I remember the time we prayed for a dormitory. Oh, we came up here, you know, and we took pictures and we broke ground for this dormitory. And we were so happy and we were just shouting around here, you know. And after a while, we walked into an auditorium, this little auditorium right here. We got a lot of things to help us. Did you know that? We've got some wonderful helps around here. Yes, sir. And then think about this. And then don't overlook one thing. Did you know that everybody that ever gets up in this pulpit, whether it's Brother Olaf or Brother anybody else, did you know we always tell you the truth about Jesus? That's one. That's a real help there. If you can get the right kind of gospel preached to you, then you can find your way. Find your way. I read one time about a little boy, And with this, I'm through. I'm trying to close. He said he was lost downtown. I mean, he was crying up a storm. He said, I tell you, I'm just lost. I don't know. And the policeman said, well, son, do you know your address? And he said, no, sir. And he just sniffing, and he said, no, sir. He said, well, can you think of your telephone number? And he said, no, sir. And the little old fella kept on, and you know what he said finally? He said, son, how in the world am I going to get you home? He said, if you could take me to my church, I can find my way from there. Amen? I know the way home from the right kind of a church. Folks, we're going to have the right kind of a church. We're going to have a gospel preaching church. And it reminds me of another experience of a young man. His name was Jim. He was 13 years of age, just a little boy. And his little sister, 3 years of age, faced surgery. And it looked like she was going to run out of blood, which is out of life. She had such a rare blood, they could not find the blood that she so needed. And they tested his blood and typed it. And they said, the doctor said, Jim, this is it. This is the blood that your little sister's going to have if she lives. Will you give your blood? And the little old boy didn't bat an eye. He said, I sure will. I sure will. And they got him ready and took him into the room, and he laid down there on the bed or the stretcher, and they took his little arm and put the needle in, and they began to draw the blood. And the doctor looked over Jim, and Jim was as white as a sheet. And he knew that he hadn't taken that much blood. And he knew that Jim was just looked like going through a real crisis. And he said, Jim, are you all right? He said, yes, sir. He said, Jim, you're so pale and white. And he said, well, doctor, how long will it be? He said, what do you mean? Well, he said, before I quit breathing. Well, he said, son, you're not going to quit breathing. He said, I'm not. He said, I thought you wanted all of my blood for my little sister. Are you there? How much of your blood would you give for a lost man? For these girls, for lost people all over this city. The little boy, Jim, thought he's given his life for his little sister. And that's about what you and I ought to give for our little sisters. Never have I seen the field so white in all of my life as it is now. Will you bow your heads now while we pray? Now the conclusion would have to be everybody that heard the message is hindering or helping. On which side? Are you a part of the problem or a part of the cure tonight? Sometimes there could be misgivings buried deep on the inside. Maybe an old grudge, an old festering sore that hadn't been mollified or bound up, as Isaiah said in chapter 1. Don't think God doesn't see it and know about it, and he'll make a note of it. Tonight, the hindering cause needs to be removed if there is one. If there's a little girl in this home that hates somebody else, you'll never get your sins forgiven. If you're here tonight, you're nursing a grudge against your mother or your stepdad, that's enough to keep God from hearing and answering your prayers. Some of you disrespected the one who gave you birth, cared you for those many months, and then took care of you after you came. Weary many a night, sat with you while you were ill, and yet you lost respect for that mother or dad, became an ingrate and bitter. Tonight, we need to put all that under the blood. that God may give us victory. The unpardonable sin for the Christian is unforgiveness. If you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive you your trespasses. By faith, we're standing on the bank of the heaviest burden, running a race with time, and yet God is able to give us complete victory, but we'll have to move together. The Bible said they were all together in one place, in one accord, and the Holy Ghost came down, and 3,000 souls were won and baptized. I'm asking you, what is your hindrance tonight? Is it laziness? Is it a lack of faith? Is it a lack of concern? And the more we give to Him, the more He blesses us and gives us victory. Now I want to say to the students in this school building, it must be kept spotless. I could never imagine one mark being placed on the wall, even the scuffing of a shoe along the baseboard or on the floor, a mark on a desk. This is God's property, every bit of it. He's given it to us through the hands of dedicated Christians. Every room, every rug, and every bedspread is to be without spot or wrinkle. This is God's home for children who've missed the way. And oh, let's look up and take hope and have courage and believe God. And when this bunch in this building right here, when we meet the conditions of faith and consecration and dedication, you watch God begin to load us heavy at box 1177, Corpus Christi, Texas. You watch. God will meet our needs when we get our hearts to the place and they're broken and we're ready to give our very life. What are the hindrances tonight? Let's ask the Lord to get rid of them. May we pray. Our Heavenly Father, start in my own heart, in my own life. And Father, I'm amazed at thy faithfulness. As I stand in the presence of the Nazarene, wonder how he could love me, a sinner condemned and unclean. But Lord, thou hast proved thyself in thousands of ways, and thy love and thy compassion. And dear Father, as we come to this invitation, I feel that heavy hangs over our head and our heart. As Christians, the world is looking on to see if God's going to honor our faith again, even as he has in all the days that are past. Lord, I want to thank thee that great is thy faithfulness, and great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. Now, Lord, in this invitation tonight, whatever the hindering cause, I know so little, thou dost know so much. And all I know to say is, guide me, O thou great Jehovah. I'm a pilgrim in this old barren land. I'm weak, but thou art mighty. Hold me with thy powerful hand. Bread of heaven, feed us till we want no more. Make this service and this invitation one that will really honor Jesus and glorify our Heavenly Father. While our heads are bowed tonight, I want you to let the Lord just search you for a little bit. The verse said, search me, O God. Know my heart, try me, know my thoughts. See if there be any wicked way in me, and then lead me in the way everlasting. Let's not let one sin unconfessed or unforsaken get by tonight. Let's let every sin in this house be under the blood tonight when we close this service, and then watch for the miracle. Watch for a mighty miracle when God's people, and I'm talking to our grown people tonight, I'm talking to our workers tonight, I'm talking to every person here. You know, Jesus said when he went out into the cemetery, roll ye away the stone, we're going to have a resurrection. And I feel that God wants every stone rolled away. Used to, we'd go down the old Navasota River, and my dad and the grown men had sang, but the first thing they'd do would take the old snags out, old stumps and logs, and they got to where they could clean it out, and then they'd go in there and seine and catch those big old fish. Wonder if there's any snags tonight we need to get removed. I have nothing in mind. You know how I think about you and how I praise God for you. But if there's some hidden snare or snag or hindrance in a little girl's heart tonight, man, no matter what it is, you let God take care of it. It may be between you and somebody 1,000 miles away, but let's let God completely take it away. In a moment, we're going to sing, "Have Thine Own Way, Lord. Have Thine Own Way." I know it's His will to meet every need, and we believe He'll do it. In Jesus' name, amen. Now then, we're going to sing. If you feel led to come here at this altar tonight and say, "Lord, You told me about my sin tonight. I want to confess it, forsake it, and go home singing happy, rejoicing in the Lord." While we sing the first stanza, who'll be the first to come tonight? Just get up and come right on to the altar. If you need to be saved, come right on. If you need to come back to the Lord, visitors, strangers, home folks, do what God wants you to do. While we sing now, "Have Thine Own Way." Come on. "Have Thine Own Way." God help us tonight. Get smarter tonight. Yes. Yes, amen. God bless you tonight. Amen. 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 Yes, amen. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. That's right. Where's the hindrance? Is it in your heart? Have thine own way. Have thine own way. Hold over my being. Hold over my being. Amen. Absolute sway. Father, we never tire of this beautiful sight in the altar. When the girls come lovingly to help each other and to pray. And Father, I ask in Jesus' name tonight that You'll set every captive soul free. Lift every burden, take away every sin, and send us to our rooms tonight as pure as the driven snow. And Father, we pray to bless our radio friends at a very definite part. And all those who send gifts and money to sustain the work, hear us and help us, and we'll praise Thee for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
We're glad you've joined us today for the Family Altar program with Evangelist Lester Roloff and the message, "Hindrances to the Home." If you would like to receive this message in a CD, you can write to us and ask for offer number RO2462. Please include the call letters to this radio station and include $10 to cover shipping and handling. We'd also like to have today's date. By ordering by credit card, you can call toll-free at 1-800-772-7507. Our address, the Roloff Evangelistic Enterprises, Post Office Box 1177, Corpus Christi, Texas, 78403. During the month of September, we are offering a biography of Brother Roloff written by Marie Roloff and Bobby Glenn. The offer number is RO119, and the title of the book is "Lester Roloff in Life and in Death." Also, a double CD called "Singing from the Heart," offer number 2050. We've had many requests asking for the theme song of the Family Altar program, and that song is "Stranger by the Sea," and you'll find that on this particular CD. When requesting this offer with Brother Roloff singing many songs on the double CD, and also the book on his life, ask for the September offer, and include $25, which covers the CD and the book. To order by credit card, dial 1-800-772-7507 or write the Roloff Evangelistic Enterprises, Post Office Box 1177, Corpus Christi, Texas 78403. This is Gene Price, hoping you'll have a good day, and we're looking forward to being with you again here on the Family Altar Program.
The strangers to God, His grace and His love, were gathered by blue Galilee to listen with joy to words from the lips of the stranger who sat by the sea. They came and they were blessed. He gave the weary rest. He made the blinded eyes to see. He fed the hungry soul, and he made the wounded whole by the waters of blue Galilee. They sat at his feet, and they looked in his face, content in his presence to be, for no one before had cared for their souls like the stranger who sat by the sea. They came and they were blessed. He gave the weary rest. He made the blinded eyes to see. He fed the hungry soul, and he made the wounded whole by the waters of blue Galilee.